This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It is often my job to make important conclusions from what is incomplete and vague information. They did not write much down at the U.S.-China G20 summit meeting, at least not for public consumption. The U.S. statement covered some general key points, and the Chinese version did not even do that. Some points that Trump has made in tweets are the only record there is of what he says was agreed to. Frankly, there is no real evidence that China needs to buy anything. There was no agreement that China will drop its tariffs on U.S. soybeans or other commodities. Their pork market is weakened despite African swine fever as a result of regional imbalances of supply and demand there. There could also be some herd liquidation occurring out of fear of the disease. That keeps them well supplied for the time being, but could generate a shortage of pork next year. Due to lack of transparency, we will not know for sure the extent of the epidemic well until 2019. China scoured the world for replacement vegetable proteins, and global supply chains have adjusted to account for the disruption in Sino-U.S. soy trade. South America got their soy crops planted under the assumption that China would not buy soybeans from the United States. China is now looking forward to large soy supplies in both hemispheres. Trump says that China will immediately buy U.S. farm products in large quantities. The number $1.2 trillion got tossed out as a target for Chinese purchases. But again, all information is coming from our side with no specific confirmation of anything from the Chinese other than they had dinner with Trump. As I have pointed out, the last time we had a similar meeting was when Trump worked out a framework with the European Union that was intended to put things on hold with the EU while Trump focused on China. It gave Trump an excuse to hold off on threatened auto tariffs on the European Union. Trump claimed after that meeting that the EU would buy huge quantities of soybeans and he had opened their European market to U.S. farmers. That made no sense from first tweet. They are extremely protectionist of their ag sector, far worse than China. They used the precautionary principle as a justification to use fake sanitary trade barriers to bar U.S. products from the food supply chain. The idea that Trump broke that down in a preliminary meeting was absurd. The EU did not confirm anything that Trump had claimed had been agreed to. In fact, contested that they had agreed to talk about agriculture at all, calling that a sensitive area. They envision a U.S.-European Union trade agreement exclusive of agriculture. That's not my vision at all. In my vision, agriculture is critical to any agreement. EU trade representatives had no authority from Brussels to even discuss ag, so the idea that they had opened their market to the U.S., as Trump had claimed, was ridiculous. They had not bought more soybeans from us than they were going to anyway. In that case, we knew from tweet one that Trump's version of the agreement was inadequate to describe it politely. That one was an easy call. No real progress has yet been made with the European Union trade agreement. They've been trying to buy us off of some pathetic attempt to expand the U.S. share of a hormone-free beef quota. That is woefully inadequate and shows no intention to open their egg markets to U.S. access. It will take a big fight to get that one done. There'll be tariffs on European Union autos before we can win it. The EU needs to accept U.S. ag products approved by WHO rules, the same products that Americans consume. Okay, so the EU ag trade announcement by Trump was bogus. Is the deal with Xi Jinping real or fake? It is a gut call without more information. Even Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and other White House officials cannot give definitive answers over major details, like when, what, and how U.S. ag products will be purchased by China, or even if China has agreed to drop their tariffs. I think that sometimes Trump gives the most upbeat, unrealistic, positive assessment of what he wanted from the meeting. In order to put political pressure on China, in this case not to fall short and appear to renege on their agreement, he defined it putting them on the spot to either confirm or deny. China has so far chosen silence. The EU was very surprised to hear what Trump claimed they agreed to at their meeting and immediately pushed back. I doubt that anything surprises China. They wanted the truce to calm things down. The trade war was having a negative impact on the momentum of slowing economic growth the world over. They will have to do something that looks and sounds like what Trump has described, or it will be a short-term truce. All Trump did was postpone following through on his threats to increase and add to tariffs. He then set the bar high as to what China has to do in order to get him to extend the truce. I'm going to bet that this time the result comes out something closer to what Trump touted that we should expect to see happen. Not to rain on that parade, the fundamentals are heavy, so that it will take a lot to lift them, and the funds have not been helping much. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.